One morning, a baker said to his wife, "Today, I'll bake a gingerbread man. He'll look just right in our shop window." So the baker made a gingerbread man and put him in the oven. Before long, they heard a noise. A little voice began to shout, "Open the door! Let me out!" As soon as the baker opened the oven door, the gingerbread man jumped down to the floor and ran right out of the shop. The baker and his wife chased him down the street, shouting, "Come back here, little ginger feet!" But the gingerbread man just ran and ran, singing, "Run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man." He hadn't gone far when a hungry boy joined the chase, calling, "Come back here, little ginger face!" But the gingerbread man just ran and ran, singing, "Run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man." Next, he passed a hungry cow who said, "Come back here, little gingerhead." But the gingerbread man just ran and ran, singing, "Run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man." It wasn't long before he met a hungry horse neighing, "Come back here, little ginger paws." But the gingerbread man just ran and ran, singing, "Run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man." Behind him chased the horse, the cow, the boy, the baker, and his wife. In the woods hid a hungry fox. He called, "What's the hurry, little ginger socks?" But the gingerbread man just ran and ran, singing, "Run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man." He was just thinking how clever he was when he came to a wide, wide river. The gingerbread man stopped. He needed to think. Up crept the fox and said with a wink, "Jump onto my tail and I'll take you across." The gingerbread man thanked the sly fox, and he jumped on to his bushy tail. The fox started to swim across the wide, wide river. Very soon he said, "Little gingerbread man, you're too heavy for my tail. Why not jump onto my red, red back?" So the gingerbread man jumped onto the fox's back. But soon the fox said, "Little gingerbread man, you're too heavy for my back. Why not hop onto my shiny black nose?" So the gingerbread man hopped onto the fox's nose. Just as it came near to the bank, the fox tossed back his head, and with a flick of his neck, he tossed the gingerbread man up, up, up in the air. Then the gingerbread man fell down, 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 snap, straight into the fox's gaping mouth. And that was the end of the gingerbread man. With a sly smile, the fox trotted home, singing, "Run, run, as fast as you can, but I caught